Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and the Moose, and we're back for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga games for the 22nd to the 24th of November 2024. You can also see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on the website footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
Let's get straight into it with the league leaders, Bayern Munich, up in top, of course, playing Augsburg, who are down in 13th. It kicks off on Friday, the 22nd of November at 7:30 p.m. UK time. You can find your local kickoff time, game odds, and all the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on our page on footballpredictions.net. And of course, this one's on Sky Go, I think. But you can get on this one subscription free on Bet365. Just use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Well, we've been doing all right with our Bayern Munich predictions, haven't we?
Yes, we have had the last six outcomes correct on Bayern Munich. Now, for the last five, we've had them to win, and they won the last five games. This includes Champions League games and the DFB Pokal as well. But we also predicted them to lose at Barcelona, although that is quite about a month ago now that they lost at Barcelona. Now, we have had the international break. So the last game for Bayern Munich was at St. Pauli just before, of course, the international break, 9th of November. They won that game 1-0. And like we just said, we predicted the outcome of that game. If we're looking at Bayern Munich at home, the latest home game was in the Champions League. It was against Benfica. They beat Benfica 1-0. We predicted Bayern to win that game as well. And if we look at the Bundesliga, the last home game in the Bundesliga was against Union Berlin. That game ended 3-0. So yeah, 3-0 to Bayern Munich. And we had the outcome on that as well. If we look in general, I mean, Bayern is in fine form. He had a couple of draws in the Bundesliga beginning of October, end of September. But since then, they've had four wins in a row and not conceded a single goal. And they've scored 13 goals along the way as well over those four games. So that's well over two goals a game, nearly three. At home, they've been very good this season so far in the Bundesliga. Three wins and a draw. The draw came against Leverkusen. So yeah, Bayern, very strong form, looking very good at the moment. Don't concede much, but they're playing Augsburg, and Augsburg, they will, of course, have a bit of a test here ahead of them, especially considering their away form, because they've not won away from home yet. They've also taken some heavy defeats. 4-0 at Heidenheim, 4-0 at Leipzig, 3-1 at Freiburg. However, most recently, away from home in the Bundesliga, they had a 1-1 draw in a both teams to score prediction by us at Wolfsburg. But yeah, overall, Augsburg, not too bad form at the moment. They have actually only just lost one out of their last six games, including the DFB Pokal. But yeah, going to Bayern, it's going to be really, really hard test for Augsburg.
Yeah, I think if anything's a banker, this one probably is, isn't it? It's, Augsburg, like you say, have got a poor away record. They haven't won away from home in their last eight league games. That's a very poor run. And, of course, they haven't beaten Bayern in games played away from home for their previous nine league games. So I can't see that changing here. I don't think many people would be able to, but, you never know in football. It's, it can be a funny game. But anyway, we've gone for the obvious, which is a Bayern Munich win. But your odds on that are very weak, 1.13. But we feel that Augsburg, could score here. They have been in good goal score. I mean, I know they had a 0-0 draw in the last Bundesliga game, but before that, all the games before that, they seem to always score a goal. Bayern have been winning 2-0 in a lot of games. It's true. But yep. we've gone for a bit of a, maybe a brave both teams to score prediction in this one. And, the odds for that you can get at 1.95. So pretty handy odds. Regarding, you know, if you want to look at the odds overall for the win, draw, win, I mentioned already that Bayern 1.13, but a draw you can get for 10 and Augsburg to win 17, massive odds for that. But the draw is 10, which is huge as well. So, but it tells you what the bookies are thinking, that they don't really give Augsburg any chance at all. So yeah, we've gone for a 3-1 home, prediction, home win. Get odds if you like a correct score prediction on that of 11 or 10 to 1. If you look on our page on our website, we have our poll. And if you vote in our poll, like everybody else has here, you'll see that it reveals the results. And at the moment, 63% of you think that Bayern Munich will win, only 6% Augsburg, and the rest a draw. So, yeah, we'll see how that one goes. Moving swiftly on to Bayer Leverkusen, who are in fourth, and they take on Heidenheim, who are in 14th. And this one kicks off on Saturday, the 23rd of November at 2:30 p.m. UK time. And if you want to find your local time and local betting odds, broadcast streaming options, you can go to our page on footballpredictions.net, find it in our description of this podcast, and it's there. And, of course, you can live stream this one on Bet365, subscription free, won't cost you anything, and use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. So, yeah, it's been a really kind of a mixed bag for Leverkusen, even though they're up in four. They haven't really had many wins of late, have they?
No, if we take the last six games, which we traditionally look at when we are doing our analysis of the teams, actually the only win that Leverkusen have had over the last six matches was in the DFB Pokal against Elversberg, which is obviously a lower league team. Now, in that game, we actually predicted Leverkusen to win 3-0, and they won that game 3-0. But yeah, apart from that, four draws and a defeat, that was in the Champions League at Liverpool. So their most recent game in the Bundesliga, that was at Bochum. We had both teams to score prediction in that game. It ended 1-1. If we're looking at Leverkusen at home, the most recent game ended in a 0-0 draw against Stuttgart. And that's a little bit unlike Leverkusen, because all their games, so they played 10 games in the Bundesliga this season, and every single one apart from this 0-0 draw against Stuttgart has ended with a both teams to score prediction. So the fact that there is a game here that actually ended 0-0 is a very unusual for Leverkusen. Now, their form in the Bundesliga, they actually started with three wins and a defeat. Over the last six games, one win and five draws. So they kind of, they're struggling to get the wins, Leverkusen, and they have dropped down like to fourth now in the table, but they are playing Heidenheim, and Heidenheim had a great start to the season. They won the first two games. They were actually top after two games, which means obviously absolutely nothing. But they were top after two games. But ever since, they've lost six, drawn one, and only won one game. That was at Mainz. Over the last five games, they lost four and drawn one. Their most recent game in the Bundesliga before the break was at home to Wolfsburg. They lost that game 3-1. We had both teams to score as our prediction in that game. In the Conference League, they went to Hearts and won that game. So they have won a game in between these Bundesliga matches. That was at Hearts in Scotland. We had under 2.5 and Heidenheim to win. And they won 2-0 in that game. The most recent away game in the Bundesliga, and this is probably telling maybe for where Heidenheim find themselves at the moment, that was at Holstein Kiel. And now Holstein Kiel, as we know, struggling at the bottom of the Bundesliga. They just have one win all season, and that one win came against Heidenheim. And furthermore, they got knocked out by Hertha Berlin, a second Bundesliga team in the DFB Pokal. So yeah, overall, Heidenheim really on the way down. They are sitting 14th, just 2 points from the drop zone right now. And yeah, they have not won in the last five matches.
Indeed. And just looking at Heidenheim, yeah, they have been scoring some goals. So they've found the net five times in the last six. So just under a goal a game on average. So This kind of, this is what I'm leading to, is that we actually think this one will also be both teams to score. And you can get odds there of 1.95, which we think might be quite a good one. But yeah, you can't really look past Leverkusen for the win. In fact, you can only get odds of 1.2 for a win if you want to go with that. But yeah, looking at the other odds, Heidenheim are out at 14 to 1. So yeah, that's not, people aren't giving them much hope, and a draw is up for 7 at the moment. But yeah, we've gone for a home win, much like the last game. 3-1 is a correct score prediction, and you can get odds currently for 3-1 of 10. I can see that on Bet365 at the moment. You can get 10, which looks like to be the best odds. Looking at our poll, 77% of people believe Bayer Leverkusen will win, 15% Heidenheim, and the other 8% or so a draw. So, yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a bit like the previous prediction game. Yeah. Moving on, we've got Stuttgart, who are 11th, who take on Bochum, who are 18th. This kicks off on Saturday, the 23rd of November at 2:30 p.m. And, of course, you can go to our page on footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff time, or your localized betting odds and broadcast streaming options. In most places outside of Germany, of course, you can watch it on Bet365. They're live streaming it. Use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Now, Stuttgart, they were kind of going along quite well and have kind of ran out of petrol a little bit.
Yes, and like if we look at the last six games, you could say that they have indeed won three of the last six, but the last three games, no wins. That includes a defeat at home to Frankfurt in the last home game in the Bundesliga. That was, in fact, their last game in the Bundesliga as well, not just their last home game. We had a both teams to score prediction in that game. It ended 3-2 to Frankfurt, however. So, yeah, defeat for Stuttgart there. And actually, in the Bundesliga, Stuttgart this season, so far, last six games, they only got one win. And that was against Holstein Kiel, who is just above Bochum in the league. So yeah, Stuttgart not in super good form. The wins that we were talking about earlier, they did have a great win at Juventus in the Champions League, and then they also went through in the DFB Pokal with a 2-1 win against Kaiserslautern, and that was actually a game where we had also a 2-1 prediction. The win against Holstein Kiel, which is the most recent win in the Bundesliga, we had a 3-1 prediction. Stuttgart ended up winning 2-1 in that game. Now, let's look at the opponents, because Bochum, it's not looking great for them. 2 points from 10 matches, no wins so far this season. They did pick up a point in the last game, though, which was a 1-1 draw at home to Bayer Leverkusen. So that was not a bad point. And in that game as well, we actually had both teams to score.
We did.
So that was a great prediction from our side. But let's face it, let's listen to the results from just their last couple of away matches. Last away game, 7-2 defeat at Eintracht Frankfurt. Then a 3-1 defeat at Hoffenheim, 4-2 defeat at Dortmund. So just over the last three away games, they've conceded 14 goals. So going to Stuttgart is by no means going to be an easy feast for Bochum. I think we all know what way this game should be going, but we know everything can happen in football. But yeah, considering that Stuttgart this season has actually taken on Dortmund, beat them 5-1 at home, yeah, we predict a few goals in this game.
Could be a bit of a goal fest, couldn't it? But yeah, if you look at those as results for Bochum, they usually score as well. So it's not, I mean, they are getting thrashed usually by at least a couple of goals.
Yeah.
With the exception of that last game against Leverkusen at home. They're scoring as well. So it would be easy to go for the over 2.5 goals, or even 3.5 goals market in this one.
Yeah.
But we have opted for a both teams to score. And, yeah, the odds for that are 1.62 at the moment. And, but yeah, we can't again look past the Stuttgart win, and they are, odds-on favourites. 1.3 are the odds you can get on Stuttgart. So, and if you look at the other odds, a draw is out at 6, and a Bochum win is 8.5. But again, would you believe we've gone for a hat-trick of 3-1 predictions? And this one, we've gone for 3-1, home win, and both teams to score. So odds for a correct score, 10 on that. So, I mean, if all these correct scores came off, I tell you what, you put those in an ACCA, you'd be doing very, very well indeed. But yeah, 10 or 9 to 1 in fractional is what we've gone for in this one. In our poll, 71% of you out there think Stuttgart will win, only 4% Bochum. Wow. Well, pretty healthy, 25% for a draw. But yeah, both teams to score is what we like in this for probably the most value. Next, we've got Borussia Dortmund, and they are seventh in the table. Just this one should be a good game because they're playing Freiburg, who are in fifth, and it kicks off on Saturday, the 23rd of November, 2:30 p.m. UK time. And for this game, of course, go to our page on footballpredictions.net as usual, and you can see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. And this one is available to stream on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365, that's FP365, to stream it for free and live. And hopefully this should be a good encounter.
Yes, indeed. But wow, yeah, for Dortmund, it really is the tale of home and away in the Bundesliga this season. If we just look at their last 8 games, which counts 4 home games and 4 away games, defeat in every single away game and win in every single home game. And Dortmund this season at home, they have been exceptionally strong, both in the Bundesliga, but also in the Champions League. They've won every single game so far this season. Now, the last home game in the Bundesliga was a 2-1 win against Leipzig. And we predicted that game. We called that result. We said 3-1 Dortmund and the 2-1. So we had both teams to score and Dortmund to win in that game. The most recent result in the Bundesliga was a away defeat to Mainz. But we had both teams to score in that game. We lost 3-1 in that game. So yeah, not a great result for Dortmund. But yeah, you could maybe say it would be predictable given their away form so far this season, where they are yet to win away from home in the Bundesliga. But overall, Dortmund has done very well, especially at home. So this is going to be very hard for Freiburg. Although Freiburg, they are not easy to beat. They have lost 3 games this season, but those defeats have been at Leipzig and at Bayern Munich. And then they had a freak defeat at home to St. Pauli, where they lost 3-0 out of nowhere. But yeah, the 2 away defeats came at Munich and Leipzig. But apart from that, Freiburg has 5 wins, 2 draws on top. And that actually makes them sit above Dortmund in the league going into this game. The most recent game in the Bundesliga, we called the outcome because we had a draw at Union Berlin when Freiburg went there. It ended 0-0, and we had a draw in that game. That game at Leipzig has to be said. We said 3-1 Leipzig in that game, and it ended 3-1 to Leipzig, so we had a correct score there.
Yep.
On top of that, we also had a few of the home games called for Freiburg. On either side of the Leipzig game, we said Freiburg were going to beat HSV in the DFB Pokal 3-1. They beat them 2-1. And in the other home game against Augsburg, they beat them 3-1. And we said 3-1 in that game. Yep. So yeah, predictions have been really solid on Freiburg, but also on Dortmund, especially at home. But yeah, going into this game, considering Dortmund's home form, we're predicting another 3 goals for a team here, but I wonder who it will be.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can combine the Freiburg away form against Dortmund with Borussia Dortmund's home form. So Dortmund haven't been beaten in their last 8 league home games, but how about this one? Freiburg haven't beaten Dortmund in away games in the last 16 league games. So
wow.
Yeah, imagine if they're relieved when they finally do get an away win against them. It'll be huge. But yeah, we have gone for a Borussia Dortmund to win. You can get odds there of 1.62, which aren't too shabby, really, considering that record that I just mentioned. But if you're looking for an alternative to that, we also like over 2.5 goals for this game. We think Dortmund will be really up for a big performance here. And over 2.5 goals, you can get only at 1.57, but that's what we like as well. And for the scoreline, we've gone for 3-0 to the home side. So not a 3-1 this time, 3-0. And if you do like correct scores, the odds for that correct score of 3-0 is 13 or 12 to 1. So that's pretty huge. That might be worth a little bit on. But in our poll, go on our website, you can see our poll. 61% of you think Dortmund will win, 17% like Freiburg, and 22% see a draw in this one. Just to give you the other odds as well, 4.33 odds for a draw and 5 for a Freiburg win. So they're not that outpriced, you know, Freiburg. But, yeah, Dortmund are odds on at 1.62 at the moment. Shall we crack on with our summary matches now? And we've got Hoffenheim in 15th who take on RB Leipzig, who are up in second. This one kicks off on Saturday, the 23rd November at 2:30 p.m. You can stream it on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. And for this game, we have gone for another both teams to score prediction. And for a correct score, we've gone for an away win. We want Leipzig to win 2-1.
Yes, moving on to Wolfsburg in 12th as home to Union Berlin in 6th. This game also takes place on Saturday, 23rd of November at 2:30 UK time. Another game you can watch free on live stream at Bet365 using FP365 when you sign up. For this game, we're going with a both teams to score prediction, a home win, so a Wolfsburg win, and a correct score of 2-1 to Wolfsburg.
Moving on to Eintracht Frankfurt, who are up in 3rd, who take on Werder Bremen down in 8th. This one's on Saturday, the 23rd of November, 5:30 p.m. UK time. And again, one you can stream on Bet365. Do use our bonus code FP365. And for this game, would you believe we've gone for another 3-1? We've gone for a both teams to score prediction and a correct score of 3-1 to the home side.
Yes. And moving on to Sunday, 24th of November at 2:30 UK time, we have Holstein Kiel in 17th taking on Mainz in 10th. Another game you can watch free and live on Bet365 using FP365 on sign up. For this game, we're going with a under 2.5 goal prediction, a Mainz away win. So an away win, and we're going with Mainz to beat Holstein Kiel with 1-0.
Next up, we've got Borussia Mönchengladbach, 9th, who take on St. Pauli down in 16th. It's also on Sunday, 24th of November, 4:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. And you can stream it on Bet365 for free. Use our bonus code FP365 if you want to watch it. Now, for this one, we have also gone for both teams to score prediction. And we've gone for a home win to Mönchengladbach. And we've gone for a correct score with that one of 2-1. Now, if you want to see these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18+, gambleaware.org, and do use that bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can see the links to all the matches we've just covered. Just simply head to footballpredictions.net. There you can browse the online sources to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, plus the latest offers and odds.
And in case you didn't know, we record these football podcasts for a number of competitions in addition to Bundesliga, and you can hear them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you download your podcasts like Spotify. Just search for us on there, you'll find us, and it's also on YouTube, etc. That's it. Thanks for joining us, and for now, it is...
Cheers!
I'll be the same.
Football Predictions.